Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena. It's the opening of the MIAA season. A doubleheader tonight, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. As for the women, a rematch from a game just under a couple of weeks ago. A win for Pittsburgh State, 51-44, but it'll be the first time the men face Pittsburgh State this year. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, it seems like even though it's still kind of early December, just when you say MIAA game, it seems to ramp everything up a little bit.
Well, it's definitely one of the top conferences in Division II basketball. As we've seen through the years, teams that come out of the MIAA tournament seem to go on and do well in the postseason tournament. So, you know, they play good basketball, and it all starts early in December, and it's a long season. But seems like once you roll around to the end of February, 1st of March, when the conference tournament gets going, it doesn't seem that long because you've seen a lot of good basketball along the way, and it starts tonight.
And we've seen the Northwest women's team make improvements. Each game that we have seen them play, it seems like they've gotten better in particular areas of the game, which is really what Coach Smith is looking for.
Yeah, and I think the thing he likes best, especially coming off of the first matchup with Pitt State, was the fact that they had a lot of fight in that game. Northwest jumped out to an early lead. The Gorillas came back, took the lead, and it was a battle even all the way down to the stretch in that matchup to where he really liked the fact they didn't give up. And he faced some adversity. Unfortunately, they didn't come up with a win in that matchup, but he thinks there are some things with the way these two teams match up against each other that could favor Northwest tonight. So I think perhaps they learned some things in that first meeting, and hopefully the things they learned will pay off in tonight's game.
Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State in our doubleheader here this evening from Bearcat Arena. We're back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Ken Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back out at Bearcat Arena as we get ready for tonight's MIAA doubleheader. Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State, our matchup as the men's and women's team both in action tonight. And it's exciting when you get a doubleheader like this, too. That's the thing, is you get to come out and you get to see both teams in action in one night.
And what's exciting about it, Matt, is it's two good games. Well, it should be two good games. You've got Northwest, a women's team that's playing much better as the season's gone along. They're facing a Pittsburgh State team that a lot of people seem to have high expectations for. And then the men's game tonight also should be a fun matchup against two teams that played some very close games in the last few years. Northwest, fortunately, come up on the winning side of most of those here in the last couple of years. So I think fans will be entertained tonight when they come out and watch this doubleheader.
And something that I think kind of adds to this matchup in the women's game especially. Right now we look down at the Bearcat bench. You see Coach Smith and Coach Lane Lord sitting there talking. Their friendship goes way back to junior college days, so that kind of adds to the matchup when you've got coaches that know each other so well.
And that's one of the things that Coach Smith talked a bit with you last night on the coaches show, where this conference has so many good coaches, and there's some relationships that are built up among the coaches here that go back, as you say, for some, even before they joined the MIAA. And I think these two coaches have a very much of a respect for each other. As a matter of fact, they kind of set up that non-conference matchup where they were both needing a Division II in-region game, so they decided to set up and play each other. So you know that they know each other's teams very well, and again, it should be a fun matchup just because of the relationships and because of the competition and the talent's going to be out on the floor.
Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest Women, Michael Smith. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Retired Northwest Missouri State Band Director Al Circle received the Distinguished Faculty Emeritus Award. Circle says the award means a lot to him.
I'm just a guy that thinks he does his job and does it his very best every day and doesn't look for a lot more beyond that. So this is just really a great joy for me, and my relationship and the time that I spent in Maryville was great, and especially the time there in the university as a professor was fantastic. So it's just really a great joy for me to be able to come and receive this award.
Circle retired from Northwest in 2004 after 23 years as director of bands on the Maryville campus and 37 years teaching overall. He came out of retirement last year to return to Northwest to direct the Bearcat Marching Band. Circle says he enjoyed having the opportunity to lead the band one more time.
It was a really easy transition. There's some great kids there, and certainly people in the athletic department and music department and upper administration were very supportive of helping me in any way I could to survive the semester and make sure the kids did a good job, and they felt good about it so that this year there'd be a band there for someone to be able to take over. So it wasn't a tough decision for me. I think that statement, once you're a Bearcat, you're always a Bearcat, has a lot of meaning to it.
Circle currently lives in Kansas City. Others honored include Dr. Al Cade, who received the Distinguished Alumni Award, Dr. Aaron Johnson, the Distinguished Faculty Award, Cindy Pickrell, the Honorary Alumni Award, Dr. Wayne Wolsey, the Turret Service Award, and Keaton Guess, the Young Alumni Award.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's MIAA opener between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. Coach, one thing that you've been talking a lot to us about over the last few weeks is the team buying in to things that you and the coaching staff are bringing in. It sounds like you're working pretty well in that direction.
Yeah, I do really feel that that we're really starting to mature in a lot of ways. You know, it's just trying to get familiar with everything, and people say, oh, it's been – you've been there now for a few months. Well, it takes a while. You know, obviously when you're implementing new things and trying to go, the best thing is right now is that, knock on wood, we've been healthy for about almost 2 weeks straight now, which is a big plus when you're trying to implement a lot of new things. There for a while, it was kind of touch and go. It seemed like before our opening weekend at the Winstead Reese Classic, we had a couple of kids banged up. But right now, everybody's healthy. You know, mentally we're healthy. I think we're ready to go for the MIAA opener tonight, and we're excited. It's against Pitt State, you know, who we just here recently played.
Now, it's been kind of impressive because you have seen the team improve these last several weeks, but you also have been tweaking things. It's not like you've been working on the exact same thing from the start of practice. What's been some of the things that have allowed the team to improve while you've continued to work on things?
Well, I think a lot of it is in practice that we've really just started to hold our kids accountable a lot more. You know, I probably let things get a little, slide a little, mainly just because, hey, with the, you know, third guy in 3 years, just trying to get them to like me, I guess you can say. And I think we're past that point. We might even be just the opposite right now. But as I've told them, you know, I've I've been in MIAA longer than any of them has. As far as coaching, I understand what it's about night in and night out. And, you know, the honeymoon is over as far as with the non-conference games and us just trying to kind of figure out who we are and everything. And now it's one of those things where it's, you got to show up and you got to be ready to go.
With this team tonight, Pittsburgh State, you mentioned it's been under 2 weeks since you played them. What did you learn from game one that you bring into tonight?
Well, we knew that we found out a little bit about ourselves as far as under pressure and pressure situations. Got out early down at their place and really started to play well. And then, you know, didn't make a lot of adjustments like we needed to in the game. And that's, again, just a lot of that falls on me. So being able to break down a lot of that film and see what they tried to take away from us. And I've known Lane a long time, you know, their coach, and I don't think he's going to change a whole lot, and I wouldn't either. If it's not broke, don't fix it. That's kind of my mentality. But so hopefully, we're able to get the ball moved a little bit. I don't think that they'll be able to necessarily guard us one-on-one in the post. So we know they're going to press us at times. We know they're going to sag in and pack it in the middle of the lane and take away our drives. You know, our offense is sometimes a lot of driving kicks. To do that, they're going to take away that a lot. I think we'll have a lot of skip pass openings. I think we'll have a little baseline drives through the basket, maybe to get to the other side of the rim. But the key for us tonight is going to be able to get ball reversal if we don't have a look in the post.
It sounds like they've also got an offense that can be effective inside and outside as well.
Yeah, they do. They graduated the 6'6" kid, which didn't hurt my feelings any bit because she was quite an intimidator inside. So we match up really well with them. They've just got the Geronimus kid that understands what drive it takes to be a successful basketball player. Doesn't have a whole lot of special talent, no offense to her, but she's got that drive that every coach dreams of having in a player. I mean, and that's why she's a two-time All-American in MIAA. So they've got some shooters out on the perimeter. They've got some athletes out on the perimeter. We're going to back off their athletes and make them try to beat us. Same typical game plan. We had at Pitt. We got to know who their shooters are. We've got to contain the Geronimus kid. I don't think anyone has ever held her below 18 points ever in her career. She's going to get 18 to 20. She's a great free throw shooter. I think she went 10 for 10 against us down there at their place. So, the thing is like I tell our girls, well, 20 points by that girl, we can score more than 20 points. It's just being able to hold the other players on that team well below their average. And I feel like our defense has really, really taken a step up in the last couple games here.
Now, I know you've had some home games, some games here at Bearcat Arena since you've taken over, but is it kind of a little bit more exciting getting into conference play, knowing what that means and being in front of a home crowd here at Bearcat Arena?
Well, it does. It definitely, a lot of people look at non-conference games and they say that a lot of them don't even recognize the teams we're playing, you know. Whenever you mention Northwest and Pittsburgh State, it goes a long ways, you know, and obviously that starts with our football program. So I think those two names go hand in hand, playing in front of the men, you know, knowing it's a MIAA doubleheader, and in particular being the first home game of the season. It's the middle of the week. We're excited to get the Bearcat Arena here filled up and see what it's about.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
That is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The annual Yuletide Feast will take place this Friday and Saturday night. The event begins at 6:30 in the J.W. Jones Student Union Ballroom on the Northwest Campus. Guests will celebrate and rediscover Christmas through the evening's programs and festivities highly stylized after Old England. The menu, performances, and decorations are reminiscent of 16th century Tudor England. Associate Professor of Music Dr. Brian Lanier says this is the 40th year for the Yuletide Feast and says it might be a record.
That's just a long time to sustain a program like this. It's an amazing time. It's a beautiful event. Of course, we are dressed in 16th century costumes, and we transformed the ballroom over in the student center to look like the inside of a castle or a big dining feast, a big dining hall.
Lanier says many groups will perform at the Yuletide Feast.
The Madrilleers will sing great music. We have the brass quintet that plays. We have a recorder consort that accompanies as well. And in the past few years, we've had some students from the theater department come over and present a play each year. Dr. Joe Kreitzinger has written a play each year, kind of a takeoff, kind of those of us that recall the fractured fairy tale cartoons, kind of like that. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for families to get together. And a lot of folks say it's just, you know, kind of starts our holiday season doing the Yuletide Feast.
Lanier says money raised will go to tours and recruiting events.
The past 3 years, we've taken a tour down through the states, down toward Florida, and we've performed at Disney down there and sung at some schools along the way, some churches along the way, and this helps us to recruit students for Northwest and for our choral program.
Again, the 40th annual Yuletide Feast begins 6:30 Friday and Saturday night in the J.W. Jones Student Union Ballroom on the Northwest Missouri State University campus.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back out at Bearcat Arena before tonight's semi-double-A opener between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State as we look at starters for this matchup tonight. First for Pittsburgh State and head coach Lane Lord. And Quinita Reed is a 5'9" junior guard out of Blakely, Georgia, a transfer into the program from St. Petersburg College. Averages 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Wysedra Devers is a 5'8" senior out of Bixby, Oklahoma, averaging 4 points and 4.5 rebounds a contest. Alex Muff at 6'1", she is a senior from Concordia, Kansas, transferred into the program from Kansas State. Alexa Bordewick is a senior, the 5'7" guard out of Topeka, Kansas, averages 8 points a game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Gorillas tonight will be Lizzie Geronimus. Geronimus, a 5'11" junior out of Lenexa, Kansas. She leads the team in both scoring and rebounding, averaging 18 points and 8 rebounds a game. Coming off the bench will be Morgan Westhoff. Westhoff, the 3-point shooting specialist for the Gorillas. Northwest Missouri State and head coach Michael Smith. Coach Smith going with Ariel Easton. Easton, the leading scorer for the Bearcats so far this year, a 5'6" junior guard out of South Bend, Indiana. She averages 18 points and 3 rebounds a game, leads the team, having hit 14 threes so far this year. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" junior guard out of Omaha. She had 9 points in the first matchup against Pittsburgh State, averages 14 points and 3 rebounds a game. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" senior out of Victoria, Australia. Stevens averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game for the Bearcats. She had 10 points and 5 rebounds in the first meeting against Pittsburgh State. Shelby Mustaine getting her second straight start after recording a double-double in her first career start in a win for Northwest Missouri State. The last time the Bearcats were on the court, Mustaine is a 6'2" freshman out of Jefferson City. Averages 8 points and 7 rebounds a game. Annie Matthews is a 5'10" junior forward from Plattsmouth, Nebraska, leading the team in rebounding, pulling down 7 a game. She also averages 8 points a contest. She had 12 points in the first meeting against Pittsburgh State to lead Northwest in scoring. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. Our MIAA doubleheader tonight. We're back with the tip after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces,
implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena for a Thursday night basketball game, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State, a pair of games, as a matter of fact. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, we talked a little bit about it last night during the Bearcat Coaches Show, but one thing that we're going to see a lot more of this year are Thursday night games, and something that could potentially benefit crowds, especially as they get used to that. I mean, in this area, you see a lot of people participating in church nights on Wednesday nights, so this is going to give a bigger opportunity for people to get out and enjoy Bearcat basketball.
Yeah, they've made the move to essentially with some travel partners, like if Pittsburgh State and Emporia will kind of travel together on some of the longer trips. A lot of this came about because of the Oklahoma schools that come up through the region as well, where they can save a little bit of money and travel up and play Thursday-Saturday matchups. So we'll see more of it, and we'll just see how it goes. But I think you're right. It may be a good opportunity for a lot of fans who have some activities, as you mentioned, on Wednesday nights that can't make it to games, to come out and watch Northwest play on a Thursday evening. And then you turn around and look at Saturday, another good team coming in Emporia State. So there's going to be a lot of good basketball being played here in the next 3 days.
Pittsburgh State coming out in the road red and gold uniforms. Northwest in the home white and green. We see the Bearcat cheerleaders across the way, many of them with the Santa hats on. So the feel of Christmas is definitely in the air.
No doubt about that.
Shelby Mustaine will step into the center circle for Northwest, across from Alex Muff, the 6'1 senior out of Concordia, Kansas. The officials checking with the captains. They say we are set to go. Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State, it's the start of the MIAA season. The ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Pittsburgh State, working from right to left, and an offensive foul at the start of the game. Aquanita Reed running into inside. Monique Stevens picks up the first foul of the game just 4 seconds into the game.
Stevens was able to slide over and draw that charge. And again, we haven't seen a lot of charge calls early in this season, but that was definitely one that Northwest benefited from with a good defensive play.
Full court pressure broken easily by Northwest. Ashley Nelson at the left elbow, top of the key for Easton. Easton to the top of the key now for Nelson. Gives it for Stevens. On to the right wing for Easton. Inside Mustaine. Mustaine with a dribble. High post now for Matthews. Right side Easton. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound picked up by Net Reed. They call her Net. Short for Anquanita, I guess. Inside pass goes to Alex Mupp. Turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound for Shelby Mustaine for Northwest Missouri State. Across midcourt comes Monique Stevens. Brings it to the free throw line. Down to Matthews on the block. Takes a dribble. Now to the right corner, Easton. Easton will go to the top of the key for Mustaine. Over to Easton, right side. Bounce pass into Matthews off her fingertips. Picked up by Lizzie Geronimus. And Pittsburgh State will bring it the other way. Ahead to Reed. Layup on the left side. Good off the glass for Net Reed. Minute into the game, and the first points of the game are on the board. Pittsburgh State with the early lead. A double team in the backcourt on Monique Stevens. Gets it over to Easton. Cross midcourt, dribbling against Devers. Brings it out between the circles for Stevens. Pass to the left side. Knocked out of bounds by Reed. So Northwest Missouri State will inbound.
Seeing Pittsburgh State open up in full court pressure on both possessions that Northwest has had trying to bring the ball down the floor. In the first meeting, we saw that pressure primarily after a made free throw attempt.
Inbound comes to Stevens between the circles. Over to the right side, Easton. Now to the wing, Nelson. Started a drive, gets it out. Easton open, a three from the top of the key off the front of the rim. Rebound, Mustaine. Out to Nelson on the right wing. Now between the circles to Stevens. She'll work it over to the left wing with a dribble. Gets it to the free throw line, Mustaine. Knocked away from her by Muff, but picked up by Mustaine. Now to Easton between the circles. Checks the clock as she works to the top of the key with the dribble. Over to the left side, Stevens. Down to the baseline, out of the high post for Matthews. Skip across right side, Nelson. Open for three. Good. Ashley Nelson gets the Bearcats on the board. She was 2 for 4 against Pittsburgh State on threes in the first meeting. And it's a one-point Northwest Missouri State lead, 18:05 to play in the first half. Reed at the elbow, down to Muff, shot off the glass, good for Alex Muff. First points for Muff, and it's a one-point Pitt State lead, Northwest with the ball. Nelson dribbles down to the left side of the lane, now spins, kicks it out to Stevens. She'll dribble it over to the right wing, fakes a couple of passes, now to the high post for Matthews. Matthews looks in at Mustaine, got it to her, Muff went for the steal, missed it. Mustaine misses the shot, but Muff knocks the rebound out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound as Bridget Hesser checks in for Pittsburgh State. Stevens will step out to inbound for Northwest. Looking in the corner, gives it for Easton. Easton on the drive to Matthews, pass through her hands, out of bounds. It'll go back to Pitt State.
Hopefully Northwest will continue to do what they've tried to on offense, being very patient, some good ball movement. That last turnover, the exception of that. But unfortunately, they had a good look a little bit earlier off that trip down the floor, but just didn't get the shot to fall. But still a good movement away from the ball, resulting in a good look inside.
Geronimus with the drive to the left side. Misses the layup, but the rebound lost out of bounds by Northwest. So Pittsburgh State will inbound baseline right. 4-3 the lead for the Gorillas. Geronimus takes the inbound at the top of the key. Over to the left side, spins, gets it out top for Hesser. Now Hesser goes to the right side, and a travel call against Alexa Bordewick will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. Each team with a couple of early turnovers here. 17-19 to play in the first half. 4-3, Pittsburgh State's lead. Northwest Missouri State with it. Stevens works it to the right side for Nelson. Now to Easton. High post, Matthews fakes the handoff on the give and go to Easton. Into the right corner, Stevens. Stevens bobbles the dribble, gets it onto the baseline for Mustaine. Mustaine into Easton, knocked away from her by Devers, and it's picked up by Lizzie Geronimus. Geronimus ahead on the left side to Bordewick. Out to the wing, Devers. Devers brings it to the free throw line, kicks it to the right wing for Hesser. Hesser to the free throw line, bounce pass, backdoor cut. Geronimus kick out into the right corner. Dribble by Devers, 12-footer up, and good for Wyseter Devers. 6-3 the lead for Pittsburgh State. 16:35 to play in the first half. Easton with a long pass ahead to Matthews. Down the left side of the lane. The layup against Alex Muff is good for Annie Matthews. First points for Matthews. It's a 6-5 game. Pitt with the lead in the ball. 16:23 to play in the first half. Bordewick looking over to her head coach Lane Lord as she gets into the front court getting the play call. Now works it to the right wing. Gives it to Geronimus. Down to the baseline, right, Bordewick. Up to the high post, back to Geronimus. Kick over to the left side, cutting to the basket. Devers knocks Nelson to the floor. Pass inside, tip loose. Devers will chase it down. Now go into the lane with it. Loses the dribble. Out to Geronimus. One on the shot clock. She just does get it off. No good. Rebound, Mustaine.
Good job by the Northwest defense in that 2-3 zone early in this one, and they really made things rough for Pittsburgh State and forcing them to take a desperation shot as the shot clock was going down.
Matthews with it at the top of the key. Spins, wanted to go to Nelson. She had cut the other way. The pass goes right to Devers. Devers one-on-one with Stevens, and the layup is good for Yesider Devers. 4 for Devers. It's an 8-5 lead for Pittsburgh State. 15:27 to play in the first half. Stevens walks it across the timeline, wipes some sweat from her brow as she works it over to the left side, now dribbles back to the right. Near the wing for Nelson, between the circles, Easton. Easton dribbles with it, top of the key, inside to Mustaine, now to the right corner, Stevens, a three-pointer on the way, good! Monique Stevens with the second three of the game for Northwest, her first points of the game, and it's an 8-8 tie. Inside 15 minutes to play in the first half. Bordewick over to the right side for Geronimus. She's got it on the wing. Crossover, the runner with the left hand is short. Rebound for Annie Matthews.
In the last meeting, they really forced Geronimus to go toward her right as often as possible. She's just not nearly as comfortable going to her right as she is with her left, and hopefully Northwest can continue that in tonight's game.
Mustaine, high post, over to the right side for Stevens. Stevens with a head and shoulder fake on the drive, bounce pass through the zone, gets it to Mustaine, now to Nelson. On the left wing, 10 on the shot clock into Mustaine, knocked away, Devers will chase it down. One-on-one with Ariel Easton, down the right side of the lane, the layup is good for Ysidra Devers. Six for Devers, she only averages four a game. We've got 14-17 to play in the first half.
Does a good job distributing the ball around off that perimeter at that guard spot, and any offense she has, just a big bonus for Pitt State.
Easton with it at the top of the key. Works it left side for Nelson on the wing. Nelson into Mustaine. Now top of the key, Easton. Drive down the right side of the lane. Ball knocked away from behind by Hesser. Bounces off the leg of Geronimus out to Hesser. Now over to Bordewick on the left side. Down to the baseline. Got away with a double dribble. Now brings it up to the left wing. At the free throw line. On to the left wing for Hesser. Inside, Hesser gets the pass to Muff. Now to the right corner, Devers. Drive along the baseline. Wide open in the left corner. Bordewick had some problems with the pass. Picks it up. The three. Air ball. Short. Gets it to Easton. Easton with the rebound. Brings it across the timeline. 10-8 lead for Pittsburgh State. 13:29 to play in the first half. Easton with it on the right wing. Top of the key, Mustaine. Now inside, Matthews with a dribble. Up with the hook shot on the block. Bounces around and in for Annie Matthews. Four for Matthews, and we've got a timeout. 13:15 to play in the first half. Score tied at 10. Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Bearcat Arena, 10-10 game, 13:15 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. Coming up later this week on Saturday, the Bearcat basketball teams will be back in action. They'll be facing Emporia State. For the women, that's going to be one heck of a matchup. I know they've kind of really focused on Pitt this week, not only because it's the next game, but of the two, it's one that you consider the most winnable, and really the start tonight kind of shows that.
Yeah, the biggest thing that hurt Northwest in the start of this one, turnovers, six turnovers for the Cats, and for Pittsburgh State, they've scored 8 of their 10 points off of turnovers, so that's an area that Northwest really needs to clamp down on the rest of the way.
Paige Lungwitz into the ballgame for Pittsburgh State to run the point during the timeout. And in for Northwest is Denise McEnany, along with Ashley Ginther. Over to the right side, Morgan Westhoff. She's their three-point shooting star. In the right corner, she'll launch one. That one misses to the right. The rebound knocked out of bounds. It is off of Lungwitz, freshman out of Mays, Kansas. And Northwest Missouri State will have it. Ariel Easton, Monique Stevens, Timber Schechinger, Ashley Ginther, and Denise McEnany. The five on the floor for Northwest Missouri State. Easton between the circles. Left side, Schechinger. Now to the corner for Stevens. Brings it up to the wing. Crosses over. Down to the baseline. Goes up with a runner. Draws the hand check foul. This one will go on Paige Lungwitz. That'll be her first, second team foul. An inbound coming on the baseline left for Northwest. 12:42 to play in the first half. A 10-10 game. Stevens looking to inbound. Gets it out to Easton on the left side. Easton at the top of the key. Now dribbles it back over to the left. Schechinger up top, right side. McEnany. Now to Stevens on the wing. into the paint. Kick out Schechinger. In the corner, McEnany. She'll go on the drive. Up to Easton, top of the key. Head and shoulder fake. Pass down to Ginther. Baseline right. 12-footer. Misses left. Rebound. Inside for Reed. Reed will get it ahead to Lungwitz. Into the corner it goes. Kathy Brugman with it there. Now top of the key for Reed. She goes on the drive. Shot high off the glass. Good. Burnett Reed. 4 points for Reed. And it's a 12-10 lead for Pittsburgh State. 12 minutes to play in the first half. Stevens works it over to the right side for McEnany. McEnany closely guarded by Westhoff. Brings it out top to Easton. Now over to Schechinger left side. Into the corner for Stevens. Stevens puts it on the floor a couple of times to McEnany. Back to Stevens. Down to the baseline she goes. Through the lane. Into the corner. Schechinger open a three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Rebound for Reed inside for Pittsburgh State. Out to Lungwitz. Cross midcourt to the wing. Now to Westhoff near the corner. Inside she goes. Shot up. No good by Kylie Gafford. And the rebound to Schechinger. Ahead to Easton. Now to McEnany on the right wing. Up to Easton. Over to the left for Stevens. Now to the corner for Schechinger. She'll bring it up to the left wing for Easton. Shot fake for Easton. Now out to McEnany, right wing. Over to Stevens. Drive down to the right baseline. Through the lane again to Schechinger in the corner. Up to Easton, or McEnany on the wing. Back to Schechinger. 8 on the shot clock. Schechinger on the drive. Up with the shot. Good. Tough shot there by Timber Schechinger. That ties the game at 12 with 11 minutes to play in the first half. Lungwitz across the timeline with a dribble. Working against McEnany. Hands it on the left side for Westhoff. At the top of the key. Now gets it to Reed. Reed started left. Bounce pass in the paint. Gets it for Gafford. Gafford tried to go back to Reed, who is knocked to the floor. And a foul coming up here against Northwest with 10:43 to play in the first half. That'll be the first on Monique Stevens.
Monique's really started off with having a good game here this evening. Not only playing well on the defensive side, again, unfortunately picking up a foul there, but she's knocked down a couple of shots. And really when she does well offensively, it really opens up some things inside. So hopefully that will continue on here at the time.
Westhoff with it between the circles. It swings around to the right side for Haley Roderick, who checked in during that dead ball. Roderick coming back in along with Lizzie Geronimus. Now cutting to the basket. Lungwitz takes the shot. No good. Rebound for Nelson. Outlet goes to McEnany. She dribbles to the right wing. Out between the circles for Monique Stevens. Works it back over to McEnany, right wing. Toward the corner. Back up to the wing. Now into the paint. Spins. Kicks it out to Nelson. Knocked away from her. Roderick with the steal. Roderick, top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. A collision and a block going to be called against Nelson.
Nelson trying to slide over and force the charge, and we've already seen a charge call earlier in this game that Stevens was able to do on a similar play, but unfortunately that time Nelson a little bit late getting there and gets called for the block.
So Haley Roderick will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She is one of two at the line on the season so far. And the first free throw for the junior out of Webb City off the back of the rim. Shelby Mustaine and Ariel Easton back in for Northwest Missouri State. Kenna Veldhuizen, the 5'3 freshman guard out of Oskaloosa, Iowa, also checking in for the Cats. Bridget Hesser back on the floor for Pittsburgh State. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Timber Schechinger, the rebound for Northwest. So the game stays tied at 12. 10 minutes to play in the first half. Veldhuizen to Easton, right side. Now to Nelson, top of the key. Left side for Schechinger. Over to Easton on the right. Easton with a crossover down the lane into the corner for Nelson. Nelson up with the runner. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound for Kylie Gafford for Pittsburgh State. Ahead on the left side for Westhoff. Out to the top of the key. Roderick looks inside. Gets it there for Gafford. Turnaround jumper. Good off the glass for Kylie Gafford. 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park. Gives Pittsburgh State a 2-point lead. 9:29 to play in the first half. Veldhuizen. Pass to Nelson on the right side. Out between the circles for Easton. Out of the high post, Schechinger hands it back to Easton. Down the left side of the lane. Shot off the rim, no good. And the rebound for Kylie Gafford for Pitt State. To Geronimus. Geronimus gets her pocket picked. Ariel Easton will get a wide open layup the other way. Great defense there by Easton.
It's good to see that. And hopefully Northwest can force a few more turnovers. But just good handwork that time by Easton there to kind of reach in, knock that ball away quickly, and then have the breakaway layup.
Hesser dribbles over to the right side with Easton there defensively. Now gets a screen up top from Gafford and a foul call. This one will come against Northwest. Ariel Easton called for the bump. That'll be her first, team's third, and we come to another timeout. 8:48 to play in the first half. Game tied at 14, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena, where we're tied at 14, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State, 8:48 to play in the first half of this women's matchup. The men's game will follow here along the Bearcat Radio Network a little bit later on this evening. So far, kind of what we expected, a pretty tight matchup.
Yeah, it is. These two teams really match up well, and they're playing a hard-fought game. And one of the things I think is a little better now for Northwest offensively, since we've talked a little bit earlier about turnovers. Northwest only committed one more turnover after having six quick turnovers in this half.
Pitt with the basketball out of the timeout. Hesser dribbles into the lane. The runner blocked away by Schekinger. The rebound is tipped around. Ends up off the back of the hand of Timber Schekinger. Goes out of bounds, and Pitt will inbound baseline right. 8:36 to play in the first half. Geronimus takes the inbound at the top of the key. Works it to the left side. Now we'll try the drive. Stops. Jumper from 8 off the front of the rim. This time clean rebound by Matthews. Outlet to Stevens. Ahead to Nelson. Nelson down the right side of the lane. Double clutch. Shot good for Ashley Nelson. She's got 5.
Northwest doing a good job running the floor that time with the fast break.
16-14 the lead for Northwest. 8:14 to play in the first half. Pittsburgh State with it. Geronimus right side. Skips it across to the left for Devers. Devers to the right elbow with the dribble. Backs it out. Now tries to drive on Stevens. Picks up the dribble on the block. Kicks it out to Geronimus. 8 on the shot clock. Geronimus will try the drive down the lane, up with the left hand, good off the glass, and a blocking foul. Monique Stevens tried to slide in and take the charge, but a three-point play opportunity coming up for Lizzie Geronimus, who scores her first points of the game.
Geronimus that time was driving down the left of the lane, was able to go up with the shot. So, again, when she can move left and go up with shots like that, she is very, very effective. She's not nearly as comfortable being forced to go with the right hand and go up with shots off the right side of the floor. So, again, Northwest trying to force her toward the right, but unfortunately that time she had to drive down the left side of the lane, got the layup, and then draws the foul and gets a chance to go to the free throw line.
Meredy Scott comes into the game for Northwest as Geronimus takes her free throw. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped by Schekinger, keeping it away from the aggressive Devers. And the game tied at 16, Northwest with the basketball. Devers takes the pass between the circles over to the right side for Meredy Scott. She replaced Stevens in the lineup. Into the left corner for Easton as Easton tried to drive baseline. She just simply had the ball slip out of her hands and rifle out of bounds on the baseline. So Pittsburgh State will get it back with 7:40 to play in the first half. Bringing it up the floor is Alexa Bordowick. Gets some instruction from her head coach, Lane Lord. Over to the left wing for Westhoff. Westhoff tried to pass inside. Nelson tips it. Gets it ahead to Meredy Scott. Scott, in a race with Geronimus, gets the layup on the right side. Meredy Scott with her first points. And it's an 18-16 Northwest lead. 7:15 to play in the first half. Cross midcourt, Alexa Bordowick running the point between the circles. Top of the key, Geronimus. Now over to the right side, Reed stops, jumper from 10 off the back of the rim. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Outlet to Nelson, transition again for Northwest. Nelson inside, Scott, shot fake, got Reed in the air, but she missed the shot. And a rebound for Westhoff. Outlet comes to Bordowick. Top of the key, over to the right side for Devers. Devers, Bordowick, top of the key, Westhoff. Westhoff, now we'll give it between the circles. Bordowick back on the drive. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound, Schekinger. She'll dribble out of trouble with it across midcourt, right side. Bearcat still up by two. Hands it to Easton. 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Meredith Scott with it on the left side. Now to the corner. Nelson up with a three. Got it. Ashley Nelson with her second three of the game. She's got 8 points, 21-16. Coach Lane Lord for Pittsburgh State sees a little bit of momentum for Northwest. Calls a timeout with 6:21 to play in the first half.
Nelson able to hit a three from the right side. Then this trip down the floor, knocked one down from the left side. She's also had a nice drive to the bucket as well. So things going well for Nelson. And the nice thing about it is both inside and outside, she's knocking down some shots.
Nelson was 2 of 4 on threes against Pittsburgh State. And now, since we won't be making another trip down there, men won't be making a trip down there. Done some renovations down there, so it's kind of a different feel down in that gym than what it used to be.
Yeah, it is. They've really done a nice job with the renovation work. They put a lot of money into the arena overall with a lot of more chair back seats. They moved the media for the radio from high up and top down to the floor, and it's kind of a different setting. So I think as far as the players are concerned, perhaps a little bit of adjustment with the shooting background from what they've had in the past when they go down there.
Pittsburgh State with a basketball down by five. Top of the key with it is Devers. Leaves it over on the right side, Lungwitz. Lungwitz dribbles to the right wing, expires the dribble, gives it for Geronimus. Into the corner for Devers. 10 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Reed. Travel with the basketball. That'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State. The fifth turnover of the first half for Pittsburgh State. And now Alex Muff will check back into the game for the Gorillas. Shelby Mustaine coming back onto the floor for Northwest. Not sure who Mustaine's. Now it's Nelson. It's going to go to the sideline. So Cats going with a little bit bigger lineup here. You've got Schechinger, Matthews, and Mustaine in the lineup at the same time. Easton brings it across midcourt. We're inside 6 minutes to play in the first half. Schechinger on the right wing. Top of the key for Scott. The high post, Matthews bobbled the pass, but came down with it. Now gets it between the circle, Schechinger. She works it to the right wing, Easton, into Mustaine. Couple of dribbles for Mustaine. Kick out, Schechinger. Fakes on the three, goes on the drive by Reed. Shot blocked by Geronimus. Comes down with the rebound. Now leads the break. Ahead on the right side to Reed. Reed into the lane, travels with the basketball. Good defense there by Schechinger and Scott to get back and get in place to force that turnover on Reed.
Northwest right now in a nice little 7-2 run against Pittsburgh State. We're taking the lead here, and a lot of it starting off on defense, playing some good defense against Pitt State, forcing some stops, and then being down to the other end and making them pay.
Bridget Hesser back into the Pittsburgh State lineup, 5:20 to play in the first half. Scott to the top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger onto the right side, Scott. Scott with it on the wing. Now the high post, Mustaine, nice pass down to Matthews, and Annie Matthews hits the shot. That's six for Matthews, 23-16 Northwest. Pitt State with it. On the right side is Bordewick. Into the corner, Devers. Back up to Bordewick. Under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Bordewick on the drive, left side, shot blocked by Mustaine. Ninth block of the season for Shelby Mustaine. Ariel Easton with the rebound onto the left wing. Gives it for Schechinger between the circles. Works it over to the right side for Scott. Now to Mustaine, top of the key, left corner. Schechinger brings it up to Easton. Pass inside, tipped away by Devers. And it's thrown ahead to Devers. Layup on the right, no good for Ysidra Devers, but a foul on Merity Scott will send her to the free throw line to shoot two for Pittsburgh State. And it'll bring us to a timeout with 4:32 to play in the first half, 23-16. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Pittsburgh State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 4:32 to play in the first half, 23-16 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Pittsburgh State, and hopefully Northwest got through that little bit of a rocky start and really seemed to be playing well over about the last 7-8 minutes of this game.
Yeah, they have, and really the rocky start was primarily turnovers in the first, I'd say, 3, maybe 4 minutes of the first half. Just a lot of unforced turnovers that Pitt State turned it around and scored 8 points off of those turnovers, but since then, only 3 turnovers the rest of the way here, and the Northwest really done well with transition game, forcing some turnovers on their own, and then getting them some easy looks off the transition at the other end.
With Cedar Devers at the line, shooting 2 free throws after the break, and she makes the first, misses the second, her first miss of the season at the free throw line. She's got 7 points tonight. 23-17, Northwest lead, 4:24 to play in the first half. Meredith Scott with it at the top of the key. Works it over to the right side for Nelson on the wing. Nelson to Scott. Now into the right corner for Easton. Easton dribbles up to the wing with it. Brings it cross-court left side for Scott. Scott with 5 on the shot clock. Takes a dribble. Gives it for Easton. She'll drive down to the baseline. Up with the runner. Off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped. Out of bounds. It's off of Annie Matthews. Matthews and Geronimus fighting for that board. And it will belong to Pittsburgh State.
You're looking at the turnover situation again early in the game. 8 of the first 10 points scored by Pittsburgh State were off of turnovers. They've only scored 1 more point off the turnover since that point.
Now out between the circles, Hayden Herlocker, who checked in, gives it for Geronimus to the left side, up with the runner, and it's good for Lizzie Geronimus. That's 4 for Geronimus. Inbound pass against the full court pressure. Easton breaks it across the timeline to Scott on the right side. Scott with 1 dribble, lobs it into Mustaine. Nice pass, shot by Mustaine, good. Shelby Mustaine with her first points, 25-19, Northwest Missouri State up. Bridget Hesser with it on the left side, and now a battle inside for position, and Alex Muff will be called for the foul. A little bit too hard of a bump by Muff inside for Pittsburgh State. That'll be her first foul, just the 3rd team foul against the Gorillas. And with 3:24 to play in the first half, Northwest Missouri State will have it. Annie Matthews and Timber Schechinger in for Northwest. Harry Leaston across midcourt with the dribble for the Cats. They lead by 6 over to the right side for Scott. Now top of the key, Schechinger. Schechinger over to the right side, Scott into Matthews on the block. Down to the baseline, spins, tries to go to Nelson, slips through her hands, and it's picked up by Bridget Hesser. Hesser over to the left wing the other way, 3 minutes to play in the half. Out top it goes for Herlocker, goes on the drive, up with the runner off the glass, and it's good for Hayden Herlocker, the freshman out of Girard, Kansas. Makes it a 4-point game, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball, 2:46 to play in the first half. Over to the right side, Nelson with it on the wing. Inside to Matthews, who is fouled from behind as she receives that pass. This one will go on Alex Muff. That'll be her second, so a couple of quick ones on her as we pause here. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Inbound for Northwest over to the right side. Lizzie Geronimus gets a hand on it, tips it off of Meredith Scott and out of bounds. So Pittsburgh State gets it back with 2:37 to play in the first half. 25-21, Northwest Missouri State's lead. Herlocker gets it top of the key to Geronimus, try to go to the left, stops. Now down the right side, gets a pass down low for Gafford, and the shot up and good by Kylie Gafford. Now a 2-point game, 25-23. Northwest Missouri State still with the lead, led by as many as 7 in this first half. A lob pass inside for Matthews, tipped away, picked up in the corner by Schechinger. On to the left wing, Easton, left open, takes the 3, nothing but net for Ariel Easton. First 3 of this game, 15th on the season, and it's a 5-point Bearcat lead. We're inside 2 minutes to play in the first half. Geronimus into the paint, 12-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound to Easton, took it away from Ysidra Devers. Leads the break down the right side of the lane, hesitates, goes up with a shot and a rebound for Gafford. Outlet on the left side, Herlocker tries to drive with it, knocked away from behind by Easton. Pittsburgh State will inbound as Denise McEnany checks in along with Shelby Mustaine. And Alexandria Blaurock seeing her first action of the night for Northwest, the 5'8 junior out of Kansas City, Kansas. Inbound coming from her locker. Inside Geronimus. Quick shot on the left side. Good for Lizzie Geronimus. 28-25. Northwest with the lead in the ball. Ariel Easton at the top of the key. Works it over to the right wing with the dribble. Looking in at Annie Matthews. Not there to Mustaine. Try to go into Matthews, and it's taken away. Locker gets it, and then is bumped by Matthews, who picks up her first foul.
I'd like to see Northwest continue that bit of a run they had at midpoint of this first half and get into the locker room at halftime with the lead that they were able to build up. Fortunately, right now, seeing Pitt State put together some things, and hopefully Northwest can, on the defensive side here, get a bit of a stop and see what they can do at the other end before the end of that.
Hayden Locker brings it across midcourt, dribbles over to the right side. Into the corner she goes for Lungwitz. Now back to her locker. Over to the left side, Devers takes a dribble. 10-footer off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped around toward the near sideline. Easton tried to save it in bounds. Couldn't catch up to it before it hit the sideline, so Pittsburgh State will have it. 59.5 seconds to play in the first half. Inbound out near midcourt for her locker. Works it to the left corner for Devers. Now Geronimus over to the right side. Lungwitz tried to drive, cut off. Out top of the key it goes. Herlocker puts up a three, and it's good. Hayden Herlocker with 5 points. She averages two a game. Timeout for Northwest head coach Michael Smith with 42.7 seconds to play in the first half. He sends Ashley Nelson to the scorer's table to check into the lineup. Coach Smith had not used a timeout, so he wants to get something set up here as Pittsburgh State has fought their way back from seven down just under 5 minutes ago to tie this game at 28.
I think another reason for this timeout, too, you want to get that substitution where you got Nelson back in the ball game. Give a little bit of an offensive threat here at the end of the half, and again, try to break this tie going into the locker room. Now, again, there's a little bit more time on the clock than there is on the shot clock for Northwest, but I think a good timeout, again, use it or lose it here, and a chance to get Nelson back into the ball game for the final 42 seconds of the half.
Stay with us at halftime. We'll talk Bearcat men's basketball. Bearcat men's assistant Austin Meyer will be joining us at halftime. Talk about what they've done so far and their matchup against Pittsburgh State coming up a little bit later on this evening here at Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Easton across the timeline on the dribble, facing the 2-3 zone defense from Pittsburgh State to Nelson on the right side, now to Blaurock. High post for Matthews. Left elbow. She'll dribble it over to the right. Give it for Nelson. Nelson spins in the paint. Kick out for Easton. Three from the top of the key. Too strong. Rebound knocked away from Matthews. Picked up by Nelson. Nelson started a drive. Backs it out. No shot clock. 16 to play in the first half. Easton over to Nelson. Left side on the wing. Now to Mustaine. Top of the key. On to the right for Blaurock. Over to the right wing. Easton. Top of the key, Nelson. Fakes on the three. Takes a dribble. Gets a screen. Double team. Now to Easton. Shot fake. Three-pointer up. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And that will end the first half. And we'll be tied at 28. Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. We're back with more at half of this women's matchup right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, tied at 28, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State in the women's matchup tonight. Pitt won the first meeting, 51-44, in the non-conference game down at John Lance Arena, but just like what we heard from Coach Michael Smith, he knew this was going to be a close matchup, an even matchup, and that's kind of what we're seeing so far. Both teams have had their runs in the first half.
It's really a similar game to that first meeting where it was a game of runs there, too. In this one, Northwest took a bit of a lead there off of a 7-2 run, and then closing out things at the end of the half, it was Pitt State with a 7-3 run to get back and tie this game up. The first meeting at Northwest opened up in the first 8 points of the game, and then you saw Pitt State come back, make a little bit of run. And again, really, it's almost a mirror image of what we saw in the first games, but hopefully we'll see a little bit of a difference at the end of this one that we saw there. But again, these two teams match up very well.
You know, it's been less than 2 weeks, but you still have to feel like Northwest has kind of come a long ways in that short span.
Yeah, and I think that game was one of the reasons for that. They came out of that realizing at that particular point that they can play with Pitt State and probably play with a lot of teams in the MIAA if they come out and have that never-say-die attitude that they had in that ballgame where they fought hard right down to the very end, and never seeing a lot of that here in this matchup.
We're tied at 28, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State in the women's matchup, as we mentioned just a little bit ago. The men's game coming up after this one. When we come back, we'll hear from Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. We'll do that in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Bearcat Arena, the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State, tied at 28. Coming up a little bit later tonight, the Bearcat men's basketball team will face the Gorillas, and joining us now is Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. And Austin, I know if you look at the record in most years, you'd be overly disappointed with that record, but man, you guys have seen some competition this year in the non-conference season.
Yeah, that was that was one thing we wanted to do come into this year, was schedule tough. We felt like it kind of came back to bite us last year, not having the most tougher non-conference schedule, pre-conference schedule, and we scheduled about as tough as you can get. But having said that, there's games that we definitely feel like we should have won. You know, we've had big leads, double-digit leads, in three of them against. You know, we had Drury, number top five team in the country at their place, Midwestern State. He was in the top 10 for a while, 11-point lead at the half, and just got to figure out a way to play 40 minutes. We felt like, for the majority of those games, we played pretty well, but obviously you can't play 35 minutes and expect to win a game.
So is that really almost kind of the only thing? I know there's a lot of little things you're working on, but in terms of the big picture, really the only thing you're worried about right now is just finishing games?
Yeah, I think that's number one. Obviously, there's some things that go into it. Not taking care of the ball down the stretch. We had some key turnovers late in the Drury game. We still kind of go into scoring droughts where, we'll look up and 4 or 5 minutes will go off the clock and we haven't scored, and that's concerning. We put in some new things to try to find some more ways to score. you know, we want to get, you know, Deshaun going a little bit more, obviously, to where he, what he's capable. And part of that's, you know, it's going to take him a little while getting back and getting adjusted, you know, after sitting out a year. And but we want to continue to go inside. The strength of our team is pounding the ball into to Dylan and Grant and those guys. And you know, we just got to be more consistent, you know, scoring for the entire game.
And it really seems like, you know, we always talk about how you need to have a good inside presence in the MIAA to have success. And not only do you have that, you've got some depth inside, and you've got some guys that can do some different things inside.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Grant's a guy that can kind of stretch it a little bit. He can face you up from 10, 12 feet, hit a jumper. He can attack off the dribble. And obviously Dylan is as good as we've had in a long time inside. And then Zach Schneider, a freshman for us, kind of brings a different element. He's a stretch four, we call it, a guy that can shoot the three, that can pick and pop, and you know, he's a little more versatile. And then you know, Kyle Schlake's just that guy that we expect to bring it every day and rebound and play good defense, block shots. With the rule changes, you know, blocking shots is a little bit bigger now. But yeah, we just gotta continue to get it inside, and then hopefully, you know, if we have success scoring inside, teams will start doubling, we'll kick out, and hopefully get more shots stepping into the rim and for our guards.
I know we've talked a lot about the rule changes, the hand checking call, you know, they're gonna call a lot tighter and that sort of thing. And every year there's always some tweaks or something that officials are gonna focus on, but it seems like with this rule, it may have created the biggest change of thinking for coaches and players on how you approach the game.
Yeah, it definitely has. And, you know, we started from day one. We watched the rule video, and then we took that into practice. You know, we officiate our practices pretty tight, and that's how we've done it from day one. So I think, you know, as far as watching games on TV and stuff, I don't feel like it's really been called that way so far. You know, I'm not saying us, but you know, you see it around, and John Adams, the head of the NCAA officials, actually sent out another memo basically. It needs to be called. And I think, you know, with social media and stuff these days, I feel like early on you saw so many people complaining about the officiating and how games were hard to watch. Well, in my opinion, that was when they were officiating it right. And then it kind of went away, and I think they kind of went away from it. But I think they're being told to, you know, to keep it tight and keep calling it, because players will adjust to it. You know, a lot of people, we hear a lot of people say, well, it's bad for the game. Well, you got to play defense. You got to play defense without your hands and move your feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of how you guys have been coaching defense even before the change.
Yeah, so we actually felt like it would benefit us, and hopefully it will. And you know, we teach playing defense without our hands, and we call it in practice. So I think it is key that you know, they continue to call it tight, just because if you don't, and teams are working on it, and teams are, you know, putting it into their practices, then you got a team that's moving their feet, and then you got a team that's hand checking and they're not calling, then it's, you know, an advantage for the team that is. So you know, I think our officials have done a good job so far, and obviously it's a learning curve for them as well, so it's going to take a little bit of time.
Pittsburgh State always seems like they throw together some really good athletes. They do that again this year?
Yeah, they're very good. Very good in transition, very good in the offensive glass. They got a transfer, Devon Branch from the University of Oregon. That's probably the most talented player in our league, in my opinion, averaging about 23 a game. And he will get it out, and he will just go. He'll put his head down and go to the rim. And the key for us will be getting back transition defensive-wise and slowing him down. As talented as he is, I think he's a guy that if you get back and you keep him in front, you can get him to kind of force the issue. So hopefully we do a good job on him, and then they surround him with some shooters, and they're a very talented team.
And really, that's what you have to plan on seeing from now on, basically, in MIAA play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I hope that with that strong non-conference schedule that it helps us, and we're going in here prepared and ready to go, and I think the guys are pretty hungry, and I feel pretty good about tonight.
All right, Austin, look forward to talking to you this year. Go get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant, as they match up with Pittsburgh State coming up a little bit later on this evening. Right now at half of the women's matchup, tied at 28, Northwest and Pittsburgh State. We're back to look at some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Pitt State tied at 28 for the Bearcats in the first half. Ashley Nelson leading the way in scoring with 8 points. She leads all scorers, was 2 of 2 on three-point attempts, 3 of 4 from the field. Northwest did not attempt a free throw in the first half. 6 points for Annie Matthews. She was 3 of 3 from the field. Cats shooting 48% as a team from the field. 5 points out of Ariel Easton. She was 1 of 5 from three-point range. Also 2 of 9 from the field. Had 4 rebounds. Four rebounds for Annie Matthews as well. Those two leading the team in rebounding in the first half. Some other scores for Northwest. Monique Stevens hit the only shot she took in the first half. It was a three-pointer. 2 points apiece for Shelby Mustaine, Merity Scott, and Timber Schechinger. On the other side for Pittsburgh State, 7 points for Yesidra Devers. Leads the way. She was 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. She hit the only free throw in the first half for either team. Pittsburgh State as a team was 1 of 5 from the line. Other scores for Pittsburgh State. Lizzie Geronimus had 6 points on 3 of 8 shooting. 5 points for Hayden Urlacher off the bench. She was 2 of 2 from the field. One of those was a three-pointer. 4 points apiece for Annette Reed as well as Kylie Gafford. And 2 points in the first half for Alex Muff for Pittsburgh State. We mentioned the 48% shooting by Northwest in the first half. Pitt shooting at 46%. There just were not a lot of shots taken in the first half. Northwest was 12 of 25. Pitt was 13 of 28. But Northwest was 4 of 9 outside the arc, while Pitt was 1 of 3. Rebounding, the Bearcats right now out-rebounding Pitt 19 to 12. But Pitt winning the turnover battle. 12 turnovers for Northwest Missouri State has turned into 16 Pittsburgh State points. 7 turnovers for Northwest has turned into, 7 turnovers for Pitt State has turned into 6 points for Northwest Missouri State. So there's some of the numbers from the first half, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. We're back to get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, Pittsburgh State on the floor, ready for the start of the second half. Coach Michael Smith having a few last-minute words with his team before sending them back out for Pittsburgh State. They go back with their starting lineup of Nett Reed, Yesidra Devers, Alex Muff, Alexa Bordewick, and Lizzie Geronimus for Northwest Missouri State. Ariel Easton, Monique Stevens, Ashley Nelson, Shelby Mustaine, and Annie Matthews.
Take a couple keys for the second half. Cut down on turnovers and then try to cut down on Pitt State getting some points in the paint out of that first half. 22 points in the paint out of Pittsburgh State. They can keep the ball maybe out on the perimeter a little bit more. Northwest can turn around and get some things going.
Northwest with the ball to start this second half. Easton to the high post. Mustaine, 14-footer on the way. No good. Rebound tip by Matthews. Goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Pittsburgh State. Well, Coach Smith, in disagreement, gets one of the officials to come over, and he gets the call changed. Wow, you don't see that very often. So that means Northwest will inbound the basketball on the baseline left side. Stevens fakes an inbound pass. Now gets it out left side for Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline of the drive. Up with the runner. Got off the glass. Nice drive by Ashley Nelson. She's got 10.
I think what makes that a little easier there, she's knocked down a couple threes, so I have to force come out and play her out on the perimeter, and then she's able to make that first step to the bucket and have the quick layup.
Reed with the drive, spins, gets it out to Bordewick. Now over to the right side, Geronimo. She drives with it. Shot blocked away by Shelby Mustaine. Rebound Matthews. Gives it up for Stevens. Over to the left side, Nelson on the wing. Fakes on the three. Fakes the drive. Now goes to Stevens. Over to the right side for Easton on the wing. Brings it to the top of the key for Matthews. Now over to Easton, right side. Looking at it, Mustaine. Nothing there. So she'll bring it up to the top of the key. Over to left for Nelson. The pass tipped by Reed. Goes into the scorer's table, and Northwest will inbound it with 19:03 to play. 10 seconds for the Bearcats to work with on the shot clock. Inbound will come from Nelson into Matthews near the baseline. Keeps it away from Geronimus. Back to Nelson, and the layup on the left. Good for Ashley Nelson. Ball spun up on the rim and hung for a moment, but it fell. And 12 points now for Nelson. Quickly the other way. Alexa Bordewick in transition hits a jumper. First two for Bordewick, and it's a 32-30 game. Northwest with a lead in the ball. Just over a minute into the second half, Stevens works it over to the right side. On the wing, well beyond the arc. Now to Easton between the circles, over to the left side. Easton with the crossover into the lane. Tries to go to Stevens in the corner. She had to save it inbounds, does to Nelson. Three from the right side off the back of the rim. Rebound is tipped by Reed, will be picked up by Bordewick. She'll work it ahead with the dribble across the timeline, over to the right side of the lane. Spins out to Reed, top of the key. Now to the left elbow, step back. Now over to the right side. Gets it for Muff. Up with the shot, and it's good for Alex Muff. It's four for Muff. Ties it at 32. 18:04 to play. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Out of the left side, Easton with it on the wing. Brings it out to the top of the key, Mustaine. Now over to the left side, Easton. And on the block, Matthews spins. Up with a shot blocked by Geronimus. Tips it over to Devers, and she'll come out of there with it for Pittsburgh State. Over to the left side on the wing, Bordewick. Out for Devers to the free throw line with the dribble. On to the right side. Reed on the drive. Runner blocked away by Mustaine. She comes away with a rebound. Third block of the game for Shelby Mustaine. Now over to the right side it goes to Easton. Between the circles for Stevens. We're tied at 32. 17:26 to play. At the free throw line, Matthews out to the right. Easton fakes on the three. Gets a screen for Matthews. Takes the three. That misses to the left. Stevens tipped the rebound, but Bordewick comes out of there with it for Pittsburgh State. Ahead on the left side, down to the baseline, stop jumper by Reed. The kiss off the glass, good for Nett Reed. That's six for Reed, 34-32. Pittsburgh State with their first lead since they had very early on in this ball game. Now between the circles for Easton to the free throw line, Matthews. Matthews to the left side, Easton. Brings it to the top of the key. On to the right side, Stevens. Into the corner, Nelson. Now to Mustaine. Out to Easton. Open for three. That one in and out, no good. Geronimus the rebound for Pittsburgh State. In transition again. Ahead to Devers. Down to the baseline. Out to Bordewick. Bordewick looking inside. Goes back to Devers in the corner. She takes a dribble. Gives it back for Bordewick. Over to the left side to Reed. 16 and a half to play. Reed to the free throw line. Left open. Shot up and good for Nett Reed. It's eight for Reed. And a four-point lead for Pittsburgh State. That is their biggest lead of the game. 16-18 to play. Across midcourt, Monique Stevens works it over to the right side to Easton. Easton with one dribble, now to Nelson. Back over to Easton, right side. The ball is tipped by Devers. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound. As Timber Schechinger checks into the Bearcat lineup, Kylie Gafford and Haley Roderick check back in for Pittsburgh State. Both of them saw limited minutes in the first half. Stevens with it between the circles. Starts a drive, spins. Now on the left side of the lane, bumped as she goes up with the shot. Missed the shot, but Kylie Gafford will be called for her first foul. And this will send Monique Stevens to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
Fouls on number 23, Kylie Gafford.
Stevens 14 of 17 at the line this year. 15:56 to play. Bearcats right now down by four. And the first free throw is good for the senior out of Australia. Stevens had 10 points and 5 rebounds in the first meeting against Pittsburgh State. And the second free throw goes for Stevens. So she's got 5 points so far tonight. Morgan Westhoff checks back in for Pittsburgh State. Westhoff is hitting 50% of her threes. She's 22 of 44 so far this year. Now at the high post, Geronimus gets it out to Bordewick, into the corner for Westhoff. Back to Bordewick on the wing. Top of the key, Geronimus, crossover, drive, shot on the right side. Good for Lizzie Geronimus.
That time they forced her to go right, and that time she made Northwest pay a little bit by the forcing her to the right side. Had that layup going up with the right hand.
Back to a four-point Pitt State lead, 15-27 to play. Pass on to the right side is tipped out of bounds by Haley Roderick. So an inbound coming for Northwest. Nace McEnany will step out to trigger it in. It's Stevens between the circles. Over to the right side for McEnany. Now to Stevens at the top of the key. On to the right side, McEnany. Into the corner, Schechinger. Stevens right wing. She'll try the drive. Kick out Nelson. Wide open. Left side three. Good for Ashley Nelson. Third three of the game for Nelson. She has 15. And to the right side, Westhoff takes a three the other way. It's off the front of the rim. And the rebound for McEnany for Northwest. A one-point game. Pittsburgh State with the lead. Just inside 15 minutes to play. Stevens to the left side, McEnany. Into the corner for Schechinger. Up to the wing for Stevens. She goes on the drive into the right corner. McEnany puts up a three. And that's stuck right between the rim and the backboard. So they'll go to the possession arrow. It'll belong to Pittsburgh State after a timeout. 38-37, Pitt State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Some help from a kind Bearcat fan getting the ball unstuck. We can get back underway here, 38-37. Pittsburgh State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State's women, 14:44 to play. Pitt with the ball coming out of the timeout. Bordewick across midcourt will be picked up by McEnany on the right side. Now dribbles with the screen to the free throw line. Steps back, 16-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Kylie Gafford, and Gafford draws the foul as she pulls the ball away. That'll go on Annie Matthews. That'll be the second on Matthews. First team foul against Northwest. And an inbound over to the right side. Gafford hands it to Bordewick. The right wing. Looking back in at Gafford. Bounce pass down to her. Guarded by Schechinger. Kick out Bordewick. Cross court left side. Geronimus on the wing. Wants to drive with it. Now up top. Westhoff takes a long three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Monique Stevens. Gats with a chance to regain the lead here. Stevens between the circles. Over to the left side. Into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger dribbles along the baseline. Draws the bump on Gafford. That'll be the second on Gafford. She's got both fouls that have been called in this second half against Pittsburgh State. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Both teams with several substitutions. Meredith Scott, Ariel Easton on the court for Northwest. Ashley Nelson, Timber Schechinger, and Annie Matthews there as well. The inbound pass from Easton is kicked by Devers. So another inbound attempt for Easton on the baseline left. Into Matthews in the corner on the wing, Schechinger. Up top for Nelson. Nelson hands it for Easton. She's between the circles. Over to the right side, Scott. To Easton, onto the left side, Nelson. Tries to drive down to the baseline, bumped again. And all three fouls in this second half have gone against Kylie Gafford. It is her third for the game as well. She'll come to the sideline as Kathy Rugman checks back in for Pittsburgh State. 13:54 to play. Northwest down by one. Easton's inbound to Scott in the left corner. Dribbles up to the wing, now to the top of the key.
Looks at right side for Nelson. Into the corner, Schechinger. Schechinger dribbles toward the lane. Now backs it out. Gets it to Scott. Into the corner for Schechinger. And she's going to travel with it. Got a little overextended looking to pass it inside to Annie Matthews. Tried to get the dribble down in time, but did not. And Pittsburgh State will have it. 1 point lead for the Gorillas. Across midcourt, Bridget Hesser. Dribbling on the wing to the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Now into the corner for Brugman. Brugman out between the circles. Devers. Devers on the drive. Double team. Spins. Kicks it out right side. Brugman on the drive. Up with the runner. Off the back of the rim. No, but she draws the foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Meredith Scott is called for her second. Team's second. And to the line goes Kathy Brugman. She is 2 of 4 from there on the season.
Seems like officials are calling things a little bit tighter here in the second half than they did in the first.
First for Brugman, no good. But I will tell you, from those first few games of the season, when we were seeing 40, 50 foul calls, it definitely has come down.
That is true.
A second free throw attempt coming up as Shelby Mustaine checks back into the lineup for Northwest. Free throw by Brugman is good. So she got one of the two. It's her first point of the game. And it's a 39-37 lead for Pittsburgh State. Meredith Scott with it for Northwest. She's across midcourt with the dribble. Works it over to the left wing. Now into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger brings it up to the wing, gives it up for Easton. Easton inside to Mustaine. Mustaine through the lane, up with the hook shot. It's off the back of the rim. Geronimus the rebound for Pittsburgh State. Long pass ahead for Devers. Devers backs it out on the wing to the top of the key. Now to the free throw line. A runner from 15. Good for Yesida Devers. Averages 4 points a game. She's got 9 tonight. Her first points of the second half. And now Ari Leeson needing help on the inbound. And a timeout called by the Cats. 12:44 to play. 41-37. Pittsburgh State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 41-37. Pittsburgh State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 12:44 to play. We've seen both teams have good stretches in this game. It's almost a matter of which team has the good stretch at the end of the game that's going to come away with a win.
That's the way it was in the first meeting down in Pittsburgh, and seeing a very similar type of game right now. Saw a 6-0 run to start this half for the Pittsburgh State women. Northwest trying to get a couple things going now, but it's really been one of those games where whoever has the run at the right time will come up with a win, and hopefully Northwest will be able to put one together here.
Schechinger in the left corner. Now we've got a foul away from the ball. Ashley Nelson was trying to run down through the baseline. The foul call goes against Haley Roderick. That'll be her first, team's fourth. I think it'll be safe to say it'll be a higher scoring game. There were only 95 points scored total in that game. There have been 78 so far in this one.
I think that's pretty safe assumption right now.
Under 12.5 to play. Nelson with the runner. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound tip. Geronimus out of there with it for Pittsburgh State. Head on the left side to Hesser. Spins, tries to kick a pass out, tipped by Nelson, who saved it inbounds, but it's picked up left side by Brugman. Over to the right for Devers, stop the key, Brugman, open, a three on the way, off the back of the rim, long rebound in the corner, saved inbounds by Geronimus. Schechinger comes up with a loose ball for Northwest. Out to Stevens. She's across the timeline with it between the circles. Now the bounce pass to the right side for Scott. Scott with it on the wing, gives it up for Schechinger. Out to the right wing now for Stevens. Stevens brings it to the top of the key. Over to the left of the key for Nelson. Inside to Mustaine. Mustaine with a couple of dribbles. Spin move. Hook shot. Right hand. Good. Shelby Mustaine.
Nice move there by Mustaine. 4 points for her. And it's a two-point game. Pitt State with the lead in the ball. Devers gets it out on the right wing for Hesser. Hesser to the free throw line. Leaves it out for Brugman. Brugman to Geronimus. Up with a 16-footer. Good for Lizzie Geronimus. That's 10 for Geronimus. 43-39, Pittsburgh State with a lead. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. 11-18 to go. Stevens across the timeline with it. Wants to work to the right side of the floor. Takes the place of Merity Scott on the wing. Now to Schechinger near the corner. She'll bring it up to the right wing with the dribble. To the free throw line. On the drive, up with the left hand, no good. She draws the bump on Haley Roderick. That'll be the second on Roderick. Fifth team foul. And two free throw opportunities here for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger, 8 of 12 at the free throw line for Northwest. First free throw here is good.
Northwest has knocked down every free throw they've attempted in this game. Unfortunately, they haven't got to the line but three times, so they're still shooting a good clip. Pitt State, on the other hand, just 2 of 7 at the free throw line.
Second free throw coming up for Schechinger. And that one is good. So she knocks down both. 4 points for Timber Schechinger. And it's a 43-41 game. Pitt State with a lead. 11 minutes to play. Gorilla ball. Geronimus on the right side. The crossover on the drive. Down to Devers on the baseline. She'll back it out on the wing. Now up top goes for Reed. Reed then loses it. Throws it away. Gives it up to Schechinger. Schechinger to Stevens. Stevens on the left wing. Into the corner for Scott. Along the baseline, Scott up with the runner. No good off the glass. Rebound tipped on the baseline. Hesser comes out of there with it for Pitt State. In transition, a 4-on-3 over the right side for Devers. Cats get back defensively. Now goes inside for Muck. Tried to kick it out to the left side for Reed. It's tipped, goes out of bounds, and an inbound coming for Pitt State. Hayden Herlocker checks in for Pittsburgh State. And an inbound coming for the Gorillas as Alexandria Blarock will check in for Northwest. Merity Scott will come to the sideline for the Cats. Inbound to Herlocker. She'll set the offense for the Gorillas. Pull the floor. Works it to Geronimus. Geronimus at the top of the key. Wants to drive, kick out her locker, fakes on the three. She'll go into the lane with it, up with the left hand, no good. But draws the foul on Monique Stevens. That'll be the third on Stevens. Third team foul against Northwest Missouri State, and Hayden Herlocker to the free throw line to shoot two. Herlocker 4 of 5 at the line so far this year. The freshman out of Girard, Kansas, averages 2 points a game. She had 5 in the first half. Hit a three-pointer as part of that as she misses the first free throw here. 10-10 to play, 43-41. Pittsburgh State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. The MIAA conference opener tonight here at Bearcat Arena. Second free throw good for her locker. 6 points now for her, and Ariel Easton will check back into the Bearcat lineup as Stevens will come to the sideline. And Pittsburgh State will try the full court pressure once again. Forced some early turnovers against Northwest with this in this game. Now broken easy by the Cats as Nelson gets it to Easton. And Easton across the timeline works at top of the key. Over to the right side for Blarock on the wing. Looked in the corner for Schechinger, guarded by Geronimus. Can't get it there. Now to Easton between the circles. Back to the right wing for Blarock. Schechinger up to Easton. Inside for Matthews. Shot up by Matthews. No good. Rebound tipped out. Easton can't hang on to it. It's picked up by Alex Muff, and she gets bumped as the foul call goes against Northwest Missouri State. And we'll give the ball back to Pittsburgh State when we come back from a break. 9:42 to play, 44-41. Pitt State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
44-41, Pittsburgh State's women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 9:42 to play in this one, but the way this game has gone, there's still a lot to be decided here in the last 10 minutes.
Oh, there definitely is. And again, these two teams are pretty evenly matched up. We saw a close game down in Pittsburgh State here just about a week and a half ago, and kind of picking up where they left off, a very similar type of game.
Hayden Urlacher brings it up the floor for Pitt coming out of the timeout. Before the break, Ariel Easton was the one called for the foul. She's got two. Now Geronimus with it on the left side for Pitt. Goes on the drive. The ball knocked away. Blaurock comes out of there with it. And across midcourt right side. Leaves it for Easton. She'll bring it between the circles. Over to the left side to Nelson. Underneath Schechinger. Bobbled it. Picks it up on the block. Now to the high post for Matthews. Over to the right side, Blaurock. She goes on the drive. Shot knocked away. And a rebound picked up by Devers. For Pittsburgh State. Had to read. Took her eye off the ball. Bobbled the pass, but comes up with the dribble. Now brings it to Urlacher between the circles. Middle of the floor. Urlacher over to the right side. Into the corner, Devers. Up top of the key, Geronimus. On to the left side for Reed. Nine on the shot clock. Reed with a bounce pass inside. Muff with the right hand, and it's good. Off the glass. Alex Muff with 6 points. And it's a 46-41 lead for Pittsburgh State. That's their biggest lead of the game. 8:31 to play. Over to the left side, Schechinger in the corner. Schechinger holding on to it. Inside to Matthews. Matthews sees a double team, finds Blaurock wide open. The layup is good for Alexandria Blaurock. 46-43, Pitt State with the lead in the ball. 8:12 to go. A lot of back and forth in this game as Herlock tries to drive Geronimus right corner. Thought about a three. Instead goes on the drive. Left-handed shot off the front of the rim. Rebound Muff and the follow is good. Alex Muff with the buckets on back-to-back trips down the floor. She's got eight. Six of those eight in the second half, and it's 48-43 Pittsburgh State. 7:50 to go in the right corner. Schechinger takes one dribble. Expires it. Now up to Easton on the wing. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with one. Now out to Schechinger. Up top, Easton fakes on the three, starts a drive, brings it to the top of the key, Matthews. Out to Nelson between the circles, six on the shot clock. Nelson tries to drive, gives it for Blaurock. Into the lane, runner from 10, rattles out. Rebound from up, she'll give it for Geronimus. Geronimus across the timeline, left side. Over to the right, gives it to Reed. Reed up with the shot, got it to go, and draws a foul. And she'll get an opportunity to make it three from the free throw line. Ashley Nelson called for her second. For Northwest. So Reed gets into double-digit scoring now with 10. Six of those in this second half, and it's a 7-point lead for Pittsburgh State as they continue to increase their largest lead of the game. Meredy Scott, Shelby Mustaine, Monique Stevens back on the floor for Northwest. Blaurock and Schechinger remain on the floor for the Cats. And Reed to the line for one. And that one is good. So it's now an 8-point game, 51-43. Not far off of the final score of the first meeting, which was 51-44. Pittsburgh State with the win. But 7:19 to play here. Bearcats with a chance to make a comeback. Stevens across the timeline. Over to the left side. Tried to go to Blaurock. Devers tips the ball. It goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Northwest, right next to their bench. Alexandria Blaurock will step out to inbound it. And Monique Stevens now will set the offense for Northwest. Working it on the left wing to Schechinger in the corner. Brings it up top for Scott, inside to Mustaine. A dribble, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound tip picked up by Lungwitz for Pittsburgh State. Lungwitz over to the left wing, goes down low. Muff turns up with the shot, no good, but a foul will send Alex Muff to the free throw line to shoot two. Timber Schechinger
picks up her first foul for Northwest, the sixth team foul against the Bearcats. Muff to the line for the first time in this game. And the first free throw off the back of the rim. Pittsburgh State, as a team, shoots 75% from the free throw line, but not shooting so hot from there tonight. It was 36% as the second free throw goes from up. 9 points for her. 52-43. Pitt with the lead. Northwest with a basketball. 6:44 to go. Stevens on the right wing. Gets it into the corner for Schechinger. Tried to go out to Scott. Tipped out of bounds by Devers. And another inbound coming for Northwest on the far sideline.
A little surprised we haven't seen more full-court pressure out of Pitt State in this game. They opened up with some pressure, and Northwest committed some turnovers, not necessarily out of the press, but I think they're still maybe in a little bit of a hurry-up mode getting the ball across the timeline. And then we haven't seen much of that until maybe the last trip down.
On the left side, Blaurock with it for Northwest. 5 on the shot clock. Mustaine over to the right for Stevens. Stevens on the drive up with the runner. No good. Rebound. Blaurock takes a dribble, and the follow is good. 4 points for Alexandria Blaurock. It's a 7-point game. Pitt with the lead in the ball. Out top, Lungwitz with it. Over to the left side. Spins, kicks it out for Devers. Devers at the free throw line. It's knocked away, but foul call against Timber Schechinger. Be her second, 17th foul, and it will result in a 1-1 opportunity for Pittsburgh State. And Ashley Nelson will come back into the game as Schechinger goes to the sideline. And you see Devers steps to the line for the 1-1. Devers 1 of 2 at the line tonight. Coming into the game, she was 8 of 8 on the season. 6:05 to go. Free throw by Devers off the back of the rim. Rebound for Meredith Scott. Quick outlet to Stevens on the right side. Doesn't have numbers. She'll back it out. Give it to Nelson, top of the key. Right side for Stevens. Out of the corner, Blaurock just inside the arc. Drive along the baseline. Kick to Stevens. Left corner. 3 on the way. Off the rim. No good. Rebound tip. And Kathy Brugman out of there with it for Pittsburgh State. Gets it to Lungwitz. Now to Devers. Back to Lungwitz with 5:38 to play. Bearcats are down by 7. Coach Lane Lord calling out the offense. Freshman Paige Lungwitz dribbles to the top of the key. And now an offensive foul is called against Pittsburgh State. This one will go on Alex Muff. That'll be the third on Muff. 6th team foul against Pittsburgh State. And Northwest will have the basketball. Haley Roderick back into the game for Pittsburgh State, along with Lizzie Geronimus, who probably just came off of her last breather of the game. 52-45, the lead for Pitt. Northwest with the basketball. Across the timeline, Stevens comes over to the sideline and a timeout for Northwest. 5:22 to go. 52-45, Pittsburgh State's lead over Northwest. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
52-45, the Pittsburgh State women with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. 5:22 to play in this one. The Bearcat men will be in action coming up just a little bit later on this evening. It's our first MIAA doubleheader of the year and first of a lot of action this weekend. This Saturday will be another busy day for Bearcat Athletics.
Instead of a doubleheader, we've got a tripleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network with the football game to start things off. Northwest in action against St. Cloud in the quarterfinals of the Division II football playoffs. We'll be on there at 11 with Bearcat Game Day, and then kickoff is set for noon over Bearcat Stadium. Then we'll be right back here at Bearcat Arena for a 5:10 pregame with Northwest and Emporia State and a women's men's doubleheader. So a lot of things going on campus this upcoming weekend.
St. Cloud State, a team that came up with an upset over the second-seeded Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks up in Mankato last week. Bearcats with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Left side Nelson out of Larock. Baseline left. She wants to get rid of it. Now puts it on the floor. Brings it up the right side or left sideline. Top of the key for Stevens. Nine on the shot clock. Stevens with a crossover. Double team. Right side Nelson. Nelson will go on the drive. Up with the shot. Reach in foul. On Paige Lungwitz will be the second on Lungwitz. Seventh team foul. Two opportunities for Ashley Nelson at the free throw line. It's her first trip to the line tonight. She's a 77% free throw shooter this year. 5:01 to go. Nelson gets set with the first of two. That one is good. 16 for Ashley Nelson. She's averaging 14 points a game this year. And the second free throw for the junior out of Omaha, also good. 52-47, Pittsburgh State with a lead in the ball, 5 minutes to go. First MIAA game for both of these teams. Bordewick with it out near midcourt, works it over to the right side of the floor on the wing. Now to the corner she goes for Roderick, back up to Bordewick. Back over, now just behind Roderick, she's able to come up with it to Geronimus. Bordewick, left side for Devers, 10 on the shot clock for Bordewick. Back over to Devers, she took her eye off of it, it goes through her hands and out of bounds, and these are opportunities that Northwest needs to take advantage of.
Definitely. That was a very unforced error that time out. And just a case where Deaver just took her eyes, as you mentioned, completely off the ball. She was getting ready to maybe look inside for a quick pass from that corner, but unfortunately let the ball whiz right past her overhead and out of bounds.
Right side, Stevens gets it to Blarock in the corner, up to Scott on the wing. Inside to Mustaine. Mustaine backing down, up with the hook shot, knocked away by Kylie Gafford, but Gafford called for her fourth foul. First three fouls called in this second half against Pittsburgh State were against Gafford. She's been on the bench since and now is called for her fourth. Shelby Mustaine to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
Gafford didn't waste much time at all picking up that fourth once she got back out on the floor.
And a free throw by Mustaine off the front of the rim. So now checking into the lineup for Pittsburgh State, Morgan Westhoff. Their free throw or three-point shooting specialist. Gafford has more fouls than minutes played tonight. Mustaine, that's the second.
That's a tough stat to accomplish.
52-48, Pitt State with the lead in the ball. Bordewick with it on the right side. Devers in the corner. Back up to Bordewick on the wing. Now to Devers. Northwest giving the guards some room. Westhoff over to the left. They won't give her quite as much room. Skip out top, Geronimus. Nine on the shot clock. Geronimus on the drive. Tried to go to Westhoff. It's tipped by Scott. Westhoff with it. Hits the three. Westhoff hasn't had that much luck with the three against Northwest, but gets a big one there. 55-48 Pitt State. 3:44 to go. Blarock in the left corner. Up top for Scott. Back over to Blarock left side. Looking in at Mustaine. Mustaine tells her to skip it back over to the other side. Now Blarock dribbles to the top of the key. On to the right for Scott. Scott to Mustaine. Underneath Blarock, guarded by Geronimus. Tried to go up with the shot and a foul call. This will go against Lizzie Geronimus. That will be her first. I think when Geronimus heard the whistle, she was expecting a held ball call, which I think could have been an entirely could have been possible, but Blarock instead to the line for two. 3:24 to go, a 55-48 lead for Pittsburgh State. First free throw by Blarock is good. All five of her points have come in this second half. Ariel Easton and Annie Matthews check in for Northwest. Mustaine and Scott to the sideline. Second free throw for Blarock, also good. So it's a 55-50 game. Northwest needs a stop here defensively. 3:20 to play. Bordewick across midcourt with it as Pitt State has been trying to work the clock here the last several minutes. Northwest back in his zone, over to the right side for Devers. Out to Geronimus. Geronimus back right, Devers. Devers holds on to it out on the wing. 10 on the shot clock to Geronimus. Geronimus tries to drive into the lane, knocked away by Matthews, picked up by Easton, and Easton is fouled. So Northwest will have an opportunity at the free throw line after the nice play by Annie Matthews. The foul call goes against Morgan Westhoff, her first, team's 10th, so two
chances at the free throw line for Ariel Easton.
Good chance for Northwest to cut into this lead with the clock stop. A couple trips down the floor and getting to the free throw line.
Easton with 5 points in this game, all coming in the first half. She's a 65% free throw shooter. First one here is good. Hit the back of the rim, bounded up in the air and fell through. 2:58 to go. Bearcats right now down by four. Second free throw, good for Easton. Seven for Easton. It's a three-point game. Pitt with the lead in the basketball, under three to play. Bordewig with it between the circles right. Dribbles to the wing. Into the corner for Devers. Devers, top of the key for Westhoff. Back over to the right side. Devers along the baseline. Bounce pass inside. Easton with the steal. Saves it inbounds, and it comes up to Stevens. Four on three. Stevens to the free throw line. Left side, Blaurock. Out to Easton. Now to the right side. Stevens open for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound, though, for Ariel Easton. Easton driving the baseline. Spins. Gets it to Stevens, and she'll set the offense for Northwest. 2:20 to go. Stevens over to Nelson on the left side. Her pass tipped by Westhoff. Nelson picks it up. Gets it for Stevens. Stevens gets a screen for Matthews. Top of the key, over to the right elbow. Steps back, 17-footer. Good for Monique Stevens. Seven for Stevens. It's a one-point game. Timeout Northwest. 55-54 Pittsburgh State. 2:07 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, it's a one-point game. Pittsburgh State 55, Northwest Missouri State 54. 2:07 to go after the jumper by Monique Stevens. Pittsburgh State will have the basketball. Pitt's been trying to work the clock the last several minutes of the game, but one thing that has done, it has taken away from their aggressiveness on the offensive side, and they really haven't gotten that many points out of it.
Sometimes that's a double-edged sword there. You want to milk the clock as much as you can, but as you mentioned, you kind of lose a little bit of what got you to that lead, and I think that's what's happened here for Pitt State.
Pass inside for Devers as she comes down with that pass. She's fouled from behind. This one will go on Ashley Nelson. That's going to be the third on Nelson. Eighth team foul. So one-and-one opportunity coming up for Ysidra Devers, who typically Pitt would want at the line. She was 8 of 8 coming into the game, but is 1 of 3 tonight. Missed the front end of a 1-and-1 on our last trip to the free throw line. Front end here, no good. Big miss there for Devers. Ashley Nelson with a rebound for Northwest. Under 2 minutes to play. Stevens walks it across midcourt. Bearcats are down by one. Stevens to the right wing with a dribble. Now to Blaurock in the corner. Blaurock looks at Nelson cutting through. Not there. Will drive along the baseline. Gets into the lane. Shot knocked away. She's knocked to the floor. No call. Rebound for Hayden Urlacher for Pittsburgh State. To Devers. Now Geronimus. A minute and a half to play. Back up to Devers. Devers down the right side of the lane. Lobs it over to the left side. Gets it to Gafford in the corner. Now up to the wing. Three-pointer no good for Bordewick. And a rebound for Annie Matthews. 1:15 to go. Northwest with it. Down 55-54. Easton gives it to Stevens. Stevens to the right side. Nelson. Now to Easton. Easton high post for Blaurock. Makes the handoff to Easton. Now over to the right side. Nelson. Nelson down the left side of the lane. The runner against Geronimus. Blocked by Geronimus. Rebound for Pittsburgh State. Outlet goes over to Bordewick. Timeout Gorillas. 55-54. The lead for Pitt. 53 seconds to play. Back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
55-54, Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State. 53 seconds to play in the MIAA opener for these two teams, and we have not been disappointed in what we thought was going to be a close game tonight.
Yeah, again, as we mentioned throughout this broadcast, two very evenly matched teams. Northwest right now in a situation down by one with 53.1 seconds left. Be nice to come down here, get a defensive stop, and turn it into something positive on the offensive side here. And Northwest has done a good job in the second half, forcing some turnovers.
Aiden Urlacher with the ball for Pittsburgh State. Dribbles over to the right side. Now spins, goes back left to Westhoff near the corner. Up to Urlacher, 18 on the shot clock. She goes on the drive, jump stop, spins, kick out Geronimus. Geronimus on the drive, and we're going to have Stevens tried to step in and take the charge for Northwest, but she's going to be called for the block. Good effort there by Monique Stevens. Coach Smith really felt like she got there in time, but it is her fourth.
Stevens picked up and drew a charge early in this ball game, but unfortunately that time, and the official side just didn't get there quite soon enough to draw the block and go to the block foul.
Geronimus misses the first of her two free throws. 5 of 15 tonight at the free throw line for Pittsburgh State.
And they're normally a pretty good free throw shooting team.
Geronimus will get a second. That one on the way for the lefty, and it is good. So she got one of the two, 11 points for Geronimus. Back into the game for Pittsburgh State is Nett Reed. And Northwest will have it. 38 seconds to play. 56-54 Pittsburgh State. Monique Stevens slows it down as she walks it across the stripe. Now over to the left side. Hands it for Easton to the top of the key. Leaves it for Nelson. Nelson down the left side of the lane. Spins and a slap. This is going to be called on Kylie Gafford, and that'll be the fifth on Gafford. And a two free throw opportunity, a chance to tie this game for Ashley Nelson from the free throw line for Northwest Missouri State.
Good one to have at the line for the Cats here. Nelson, normally a pretty good free throw shooter.
So Nelson will step to the line. 2 of 2 tonight, a 77% free throw shooter on the season. 24.6 seconds to play. First free throw by Nelson is good. By the way, it looks like Gafford is going to finish with 5 minutes of playing time and 5 fouls tonight. Second free throw, in and out, no good. And a timeout for Pittsburgh State. 23.4 seconds to go. Pitt State with a 56-55 lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 56-55, Pittsburgh State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 23.4 seconds to go. There is no more shot clock, so for the Bearcat women, got to try to go for that steal on the inbound. If you don't get it, send Pittsburgh State to the free throw line, which, if you look at the numbers, seems to be a pretty good strategy tonight.
Yeah, Pitt State really struggling at the line of just 6 of 16, 38% at the free throw line. Another area that's even out in this ballgame, the turnovers. Northwest has committed a lot of turnovers early, just 14 now for the game, and Pitt State has committed 13. And Northwest has taken advantage of that, scoring about 29 points off those.
So Pitt will inbound it. Northwest will allow them to get the inbound pass in and then come up and pressure. Inbound to Urlacher. Urlacher gets it over to Hesser. Hesser across the timeline. Easton pressures her. She drives. Now bump foul going to be called. This will go on Ariel Easton. That'll be the third on Easton. 10th team foul. And it will send Bridget Hesser to the free throw line, one of the better free throw shooters for Pittsburgh State.
Should say that Northwest scored 13 points off of turnovers, and Pitt State with 19 off of turnovers in this one.
So Hesser, an 84% free throw shooter.
First of her two, no good.
Boy, to me, it's a team slump tonight for the Gorillas at the line.
Back into the ball game, you see Devers and Haley Roderick for Pittsburgh State. Second free throw coming up for Hesser. Bit up by one. Second one for Hesser is good. So she got one of the two. Her first point. Bearcats need a bucket. Cross midcourt comes Monique Stevens. 12 seconds to play. Stevens gives it for Easton. Easton over to the right side. Nelson on the back door cut. Layup is blocked away, but it goes out of bounds off the hand of Haley Roderick. Credit the block, though, to Kathy Brugman. And an inbound coming for Northwest. Baseline right underneath their own bucket. 6.8 seconds to go. Timeout Cats. Pittsburgh State up by two. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena for a moment. The game clock on Northwest's end was off, but it's back on. 6.8 seconds to go. Pitt is up 57-55. Northwest inbounds under their own bucket. And now as they come out to set up, Coach Lord wants a timeout, Coach Smith calls a timeout here, as what he had called on that inbound, he's not happy with the way Pittsburgh State set up. Again, a two-point game. Pitt is up. We're back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 57-55, the Pittsburgh State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 6.8 seconds to go. A heck of a start to our first doubleheader of the season as it comes right down to the wire. The men have been over watching this game for the last several minutes, and I'm sure that they've enjoyed the basketball that they're seeing here out of these two teams.
It's been a close one throughout. Northwest, largest lead of the game has been 7 for Pitt State. Their largest lead has been 9, and right now it's just a two-point game, but Northwest has the chance to tie or take the lead with just 6.8 seconds left.
Monique Stevens will inbound on the baseline right. On her own end of the floor. Mustaine, Easton, Nelson, and Matthews in the game for Northwest as well. Stevens sets the play in motion. Fakes one pass. Now into the left corner. Nelson drive along the baseline. Nelson up with the shot. Bump, no call. Rebound for Pittsburgh State. As Bridget Hesser comes out of there with it, they get a held ball call. And a possession arrow gives it to Northwest with 2 seconds to go.
So Northwest still with a chance. I'm not sure that they got the shot they wanted off that inbound, but still another chance to try to get a quick shot off with 2 seconds left.
Now Stevens will inbound on the baseline left. Cats still down by two. Stevens fakes one pass. Still looking. Now lobs it out. It is tipped and picked up by Haley Roderick, and Pittsburgh State will escape with a 57-55 win over Northwest to open MIAA play here tonight. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out at Bearcat Arena after a 57-55 win for the Pittsburgh State women over Northwest Missouri State. We do owe you a station break before we move on here in the postgame. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, you really got to like how the Northwest team battled down the stretch of this one. They did have a few opportunities there at the end, especially with some missed free throws and things like that that they didn't take full advantage of. But still, when you talk about a growing team, really battled in that first MIAA game.
Yeah, I think, again, some things to grow on out of this one. Unfortunately, you don't get a chance to grow and still pick up a win. And just really a case of what Northwest with a chance of just over 6 seconds left to try to get an inbound and a bucket. They were able to get the inbound, but really didn't get a good look. They were fortunate to get in a held ball situation where they had the possession arrow. And with 2 seconds left, just couldn't get the inbound in a good location for Northwest to get any type of shot off. So you have to really hand it to Pitt State as far as the defense they played on those two inbounds to really win the ball game. And just unfortunate, Northwest couldn't quite get the shot they needed down the stretch for the win. But still, I think we're seeing this Northwest women's basketball team play better basketball each game.
So Pitt with a 57-55 win. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about things he's thankful for.
It is the Thanksgiving season, a great time to really reflect on all the blessings that we have and gratitude. And I've had an opportunity to go meet with a variety of partners, but also then some donors and friends in Chicago. And, you know, I think about the legacy of the last 108 years or so of Northwest Missouri State and the region, and it's huge. And so I give thanks to our region because, you know, the Northwest Missouri and the surrounding regions are so very special. And you and I talk about, you know, how important university is to the community, to the region, but vice versa. I mean, it's all part of that relationship that's so special. So I can certainly start there, and then we can go on from there, John. I mean, our students, I'll tell you what, I'm just so thankful for our students because they're Bearcats, and they understand the Bearcat legacy. And, you know, as they go through their learning process, they understand that the green and white Bearcat Nation, for what we stand, is very, very important. So students, critical, and obviously you have to focus on your people, faculty, and staff. And I think as you look around the research, most organizations talk about people being their greatest asset. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, most organizations really do believe that. But at Northwest, there's no question that faculty play a very special role, as do staff, in the development of our students and in our mission of focusing on student success every student every day. So the people side, just absolutely critical, John, and you know that extends into our alumni and friends family, 70,000 plus strong.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back out at Bearcat Arena after a 57-55 win for the Pittsburgh State women tonight. It is time for the Extra Effort Award, and John, this one going to one of the guards for the Bearcats. A nice night for Ashley Nelson.
It certainly was. 6-13 from the field, knocked down at 3 three-pointers for the day. 3-4 at the free throw line, had 3 rebounds to go along with the steal, and heads up again with 18 points to help Northwest in this one. Unfortunately, the Cats coming up just a couple points shy.
57-55, the final score as the Bearcats fall to 0-1 in conference play with the loss in their MIAA opener tonight. Two men's teams out warming up, getting ready for their matchup. We'll do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.